Chairman. I've reduced my questions and brief remarks and tentative statements to a maximum. And insofar I will pose questions, I will answer them by myself. It's about parallel session number 7, citizen projects. We had contributions from Spain, Valladolid and Zaragoza, and from Munich and some 40 cities in North Rhine-Westphalia, in the northern part of the Federal Republic of Germany. The first statement is about the high-speed rail network and its functioning in order to make new shifts in the cultural programs of European cities. Valladolid in Spain showed us that this city is developing a huge amount of cultural activities and facilities, not only for their own inhabitants, but also especially for the people from Madrid and elsewhere, and for tourists. And there's a high-speed rail connection with Madrid under construction, and I think without that, it would be far more difficult to become what Valladolid wants to be, a film city of Spain. But we had in other sessions other examples, for instance this morning in Wolfsburg, which cannot be an auto stop without this ICA connection with Berlin and Hanover and Valencia. Just this morning was another example. Maybe we overestimate the effect of the high-speed railway network in Europe, but in my mind, the high-speed network will contribute to more and broader and richer programs in the cities which are connected with it, and will, on the other hand, also maybe realize a shift towards the cities which are connected with the European network. The second statement, tentative statement, I just want to reformulate, because it says road system as an object of strategic urban planning. I should reformulate this as urban networks, for this implies rail networks too. The 19th century city is disappearing very fast at the moment. We're living in daily urban systems with 3 million or more people functioning on a regional scale. And Munich was a fine example of shifts in planning paradigms, I think, in the way they treat their ring road as a planning object in itself, linking its structure to the city, developing a broad program to enhance its functions and decreasing traffic noise and barrier functioning, but also making new public space, and linking new functions, new programs on the ring, for instance the high-rise program. I think the choice we made for this tentative statement has also to do with the Dutch situation in which urban planning was always a planning of designing places, mostly residential areas. And I think also in the Netherlands we see a shift towards a mobility-oriented urban planning and design practice. And this was also elaborated this morning by Mrs. Calabrese in her. The third thing I want to put forward is more or less a question, which I will be very positive about it. It's especially stressed by the contributions from Spain, from Valladolid, from Zaragoza, from Valencia this morning. I think there's a European city culture. We should elaborate on it and develop it. There's a necessity to formulate a program for the European city. Lies also in the emergence of a multi-ethnic society. We should take an open stance towards it, but not without a clear reference to where we are coming from in our civilization. And I was impressed by the role these notions of a European city, a liberal, humanistic city, how important these notions play a role as a raison d'être for urban transformations in Spain. And I think we should adopt this view on a broader scale than Spain. And the fourth and last tentative statement is about cultural problems, and I think it was Mrs. Potts elaborated on this subject in a broader sense, and Cliff Hayne also stressed the importance of this aspect in an other way. In North Rhine-Westphalia, there are huge investment being done. So city planning there is still playing its hard and investment-like role. But a lot of cases, which we saw also in North Rhine-Westphalia, which were presented, are stressing the need to give meaning to all these programs, to give it identity. And I think that's a very appropriate addition. I think in the years to come, this shift will become more profound in the urban planning practice. So the soft urbanism of Marcel Belliot was also a point of view in our session. Thank you.